Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Organto Foods, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OGO, and on the OTC markets under the symbol OGOFF. We are chatting with the co-CEO and chairman, Steve Bromley. Now, just to bring everybody first and foremost up to speed, we've been chatting with Steve for most of this year, focused on really this renewed look and renewed strategy that Organto Foods has under this relatively new management team of providing or being an integrated provider of branded, private label, and distributed organic and non-GMO fruits and vegetables throughout Europe. Now, the company has continued to grow by adding product lines and even growing revenue and net profit. We'll get into a lot of the news that came out in the last couple months, but Steve, just bring some of our newer listeners or those listeners who haven't heard some of our past interviews up to speed on the overall strategy here at Organto Foods, please.
Well, thanks a lot, Corey. It's nice to be back, and hello to everyone again. Yeah, just to step back, Organto is involved in the fresh organic produce industry. We go to market Europe. We use an asset-light business model, which is very scalable. And what I mean by asset-light, Corey, is we don't own our own farms and processing facilities, but we partner with growers and also with processors around the world to provide our products to go to market. Today, we're in 16 countries in Europe. We source from around the globe, and we use this asset-light business model, which is very capital efficient. Our focus is on organic fresh fruits and vegetables. These are categories that we think are growing really rapidly, and they're good for the environment, and they're good for consumers, and so, you know, that is our focus. We're not against conventional or other types of foods, but our focus is on organic, and these are you know, categories that have been growing really quickly. We transitioned to an asset-light business model 8 quarters ago, and since that transition to asset light, we've had record revenues year over year and increases in gross margin, which culminated in Q2, which we'll talk about in a second. So, serving fast growing markets with an asset light, capital efficient business model.
All right, Steve, let's move into these Q2 financial results, because it was record second quarter revenues of over $5 million. It was the largest quarterly revenues in history of Organto. As you mentioned, you've had 8 consecutive quarters of revenue growth. We also saw gross profit increase to almost $650,000, which is a little over 12% of revenues. Break down these Q2 financials and, again, the company's ability to continue to grow revenues and profits, please.
Yep, thanks. Yes, we did have record revenues of $5.4 million in the quarter. That was 148% lift versus the prior year, which was a record at that time. What was really encouraging was our gross margins increased, as you said, to 12.1% of revenue. That was up 179% and up 250 basis points versus Q1. And, you know, we've been talking about why brands and private label are important to us. As you mentioned in the outset, we sell and distribute 3 types of products, bulk distributed. So if you think about bulk products in the produce section, where you go and you pick the product one by one, we provide that to our customers. That's our lowest margin product. If we can then take those products and pack them into private label, the margins go up. So think about not instead of an avocado in a bulk format, avocado in a sleeve of 3 with the retailer's name on it, or we'll do branded products using our digital passport technology. As we do that, our margins increase. So the highest margin products are the branded products, lowest are the bulk distributed. We've been predicting that as we roll out our brands and private label capabilities, we'll start to see the increase in gross profit. And that is, in fact, what we started to see in a demonstrable way in the second quarter. So we were very excited by that. At the same time, our cash overhead costs, excluding investments that we're making, continue to decline as a percentage of revenues, which is important, which leaves us believing that we'll achieve cash expense break even by the end of the year. So a good quarter, a record on a revenue basis, a record in terms of gross margin dollars, and a record in terms of gross margin percentage. So all in all, a good quarter for us. And as you mentioned, that was the 8th consecutive quarter of record revenue growth versus the same quarter in the prior year.
Well, Steve, let's dig in a little bit more to the idea that, you know, you have those three levels, you know, the bulk distributed, the private label, and the branded products. Take us into some of those higher gross margin ones like the brand development. You've talked about relaunching the I Am Organic brand, for example. Just walk listeners through what that could mean for the company as you continue to develop that side of the business.
Yeah, so the bulk distributed business is really done at 8-12% gross margin, sort of average 10%. If you move into private label and you're adding more value, our gross margins range between 12-17%. And when you get into branded products, you know, our gross margins are 20% plus. And so, you know, we've been positioning our product profile to roll out the private label and branded. The reality is that you have to be good at bulk distributed. If you think about the produce section in your stores, it's in North America, it's very much similar in Europe. There's a lot of bulk product where, you know, we as consumers pick that on our own. But what you're seeing a lot more of now are packaging formats, and more you're seeing brands being developed in the category around the perimeter of the store where there's a lot of shopping action today. And so, you know, we needed to build out our supply chain capabilities and serve the bulk market. But now we're in the process of starting to roll out the branded and the private label products, which go a long way to creating a stickier relationship with consumers and also drive higher margins for us. And so, you know, we have two brands today. The first brand that we have in the market now is the Fresh Organic Choice brand. It's a brand that we acquired in January, primarily focused on specialty retailers and primarily focused on organic herbs, fresh cut herbs, although we have added some asparagus and ginger to that category. That business has been doing very well. Since we bought the business back in January, we've had a very nice uptick in the business. It probably makes sense. The brand was only in three countries and they had one sales rep. We now have six sales reps and we're in 16 countries. So we've seen nice growth. What's really exciting is our planned relaunch of the I Am Organic brand. And we're relaunching this brand using a digital passport technology that we've developed internally. You know, today consumers want to know where their food came from, how it got to them, what the carbon footprint was, what's the nutritional profile, what are recipe ideas, how can I communicate on social media platforms to talk to others who are consuming these products, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so we've developed a digital passport technology using QR codes. So all we have to do is sticker a product or put it in a package, depending on the product that it is. And that QR code, when scanned by a consumer, opens the whole provenance of the product up, where it came from, all those items that I talked about, where it came from, carbon footprint, nutritional profile, et cetera. And so we've spent the better part of the last year developing the backbone of that technology. We had indicated that, you know, our plan was to start rolling it out in pilot programs initially to make sure the technology is working well. Those pilot programs are expected to start here very shortly, which is quite exciting. And then from there, we'll get into mass rollout once we're comfortable with the technology. So we're really excited by the I Am Organic opportunity and truly believe that we'll be bringing something to consumers that they want and that they're not getting today. And of course, organic fruits and vegetables have such a wonderful story to tell. You know, the growing carbon footprint is lower. You know, we source as locally as we can. They're healthy, they're fresh. So we've got a really good story to tell, and we're anxious to get it out there to consumers.
Well, Steve, just one more thing, just to help catch everybody up to speed on the company. You have a lot of different product lines, but you group them together into what you call categories. And I think you've gone from 10 categories to 15 categories just in this year, which is some very nice growth for the company. Explain how that works and how a category, you know, may consist of other products, and just walk us through how that's set up.
Yeah, so, you know, we sort of break it down into categories. So, for example, herbs, that's a category for us, but we have 24 different fresh-cut organic herbs that we handle. If you think about avocados, you know, there are different varieties of avocado that we'll handle. But we now have, you know, upwards of 15 categories within the company. Over the last year, we've added limes and mango and herbs through an acquisition. And now recently we've added fresh cut organic products, which is really all about convenience and transparency and health. And, you know, consumers want that, and they want it on the go, and they want it convenient. And so we've added supply of products like local supply of things like organic apples, organic grapes, over and above products that we already source on our own today. And so we've added that whole category. And then last week we added organic bananas, which we're really excited about. The way, and by the way, organic bananas are the largest fruit category in the world. And so it's a category that we want to be in. And so we added those last week. The way we go about adding is we normally start by building a supply chain using pallet quantities, and then working with our customers, to make sure that we have a unique selling proposition that works for them. And once we know that we have that nailed down, then we move to a large scale rollout. So, you know, our strategy is to build out an ethics-driven one-stop shop for fresh organic fruits and vegetables. We don't see anybody else doing that, especially not in a public vehicle. So we're excited by that. And, you know, we continue to add. And listeners should expect us to continue to add as we go forward, both by developing the sources of supply ourselves or through acquisition.
All right, I'm going to post a link to the Arganto's website and the news section so you all can catch up on all these acquisitions that have happened, especially the ones that just happened this month already. Now, Steve, when it comes to growth for the company, you keep on adding product lines, you're bringing back I Am Organic, you also have the Fresh Organic Choice brand. Where do you see some of the biggest potential for near-term growth moving through next year?
Growth, Corey, growth is really always driven by supply. And so, you know, our business model starts well before we're selling products and developing supply with growers around the world. So we're constantly working with growers in order to provide our products on a year-round basis. And so growth really is all embedded in our people that are in the market, that are out in the growing areas, working with growers to bring more supply on hand. And so that's always a critical component of our growth. And then in hand with that, it's in developing product formats that you know, position us as unique in the marketplace, and getting the product to market. Our supply chain capabilities are critical as we move product around the globe into the European markets that we serve. And so growth really comes from supply, and that supply can be in existing products. It can be in new products that we don't handle today. Those are all critical growth areas. Developing new product applications in the market is critical to growth. So it's a multifaceted approach to growth that, you know, has allowed us to have the growth that we've been experiencing and we expect to continue to experience.
What about acquisitions too? We've chatted about acquisitions. I know the company is on the acquisition path, but are there any insights, any updates you can give us on this front?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we did acquire Fresh Organic Choice back in January. It's been a real positive addition to the portfolio. And, you know, we've stated that, we will look at acquisitions to bring new products to the portfolio, bring new customers to the portfolio, bring new geographies to the portfolio, bring new sectors to the portfolio. You know, today we're primarily focused on retail, which was good during the pandemic because people weren't out in food service. But look, the reality is that, and while I'm sure we're all feeling like we may never get through this pandemic, we are going to get through it at some point, and we are going to go back to restaurants and all of those sort of things at a greater frequency than we are today. And so, you know, we would look for acquisitions to position us better in food service. And then we're also looking for acquisitions to bring value-added product concepts to us. So we did acquire the one business. I've been public about the fact that, you know, our internal goal is to always have between 5 and 10 discussions going on, and discussions come and go, right? You know, you talk to a company for a little while, they decide we're not a fit, we decide they're not a fit, whatever the case might be. And so we're constantly working our pipeline. But we do have some acquisitions that are well down our funnel, and you know, with a little bit of luck, and of course in the M&A game, you can't predict anything until it's over, but we do have some businesses that we like, and we're really hopeful will come to fruition here over the course of the balance of the year. But as I always said in the M&A game, it's over until everything is signed up. So we'll see how things go. But exciting, and we think very accretive type acquisition opportunities for us.
Okay. Well, overall, too, the company, again, does keep growing on the bottom line in the financial aspect. And you keep on adding different product lines, also looking for those acquisitions as well. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Steve regarding anything going on at Organto, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those answered for you. Steve, I appreciate the update. We'll follow up on the back of some more news.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys, and appreciate everyone's interest.